In studio at Technori Live is Rod Rakic.
Yes. Thanks, Scott.
Pronounce it right?
Yep.
Yes.
First time.
First time out the gates. He's the founder of Open Airplane, who makes it easy to find, book, fly, and pay for aircraft rental online or with a mobile device. Rod, when Will first, from the bunker, first made the intro, I was immediately interested. My dad was a pilot for years. I grew up going from DuPage Airport to Schaumburg Airport and back
sure.
and forth. So I definitely get the problem here. And I know that this is going to seem counterintuitive to the people out there and those who fly in commercial jets. I don't know what to tell you about this, but pilots aren't the most techie folks.
Well, there are about 600,000 pilots in the United States.
That might have been a broad statement.
And so you've got all kinds of folks. This isn't really a technology company in that it's a service company. And we provided a service enabled by technology to be able to get pilots a new kind of magic power. So Open Airplane, which is available at openairplane.com, makes renting an airplane as easy as renting a car if you're a pilot. Now, the other thing we can talk about is that we just launched a new product last month called Fly Auto, which is FlyOtto.com. And that matches travelers with pilots and planes on demand. So now we have two products. One, if you have a pilot certificate in your pocket, we want to make that pilot certificate more valuable. And
yeah,
if you don't have a pilot certificate,
planes.
But yeah, exactly. If you want to get access to over 5,000 public use airports in the United States, places like Schaumburg, places like DuPage, places that might be much more convenient than traveling out of the big hub airports.
Oh yeah, no, I follow you. This is a great idea, and I think there's even like a little panache to it, right? Like I'm private planes, I'm flying around.
It's just a better experience all together. And you know, that's a magic power that us pilots have, but we wanted to figure out a way to give everyone else access to that. So the airlines can only sell you a ticket to about 300 airports. And so there's a lot of congestion. NASA tells us that the average time gate to gate on an airliner has gone up 20% since 1980. And it's because of the congestion.
Well, yeah.
So we've created a way.
They got to make you take your shoes off, man.
Yeah, you've got to do all that. But not even talking about sort of the experience of having to take your shoes off and having to, you know, raise your hand and be irradiated. But literally, it's there's so much competition for the same amount of pavement at the airport that you know, the whole system is really slowing down for the first time in history. Look at the congestion on the highways. We're slowing down as a country.
I was in traffic this morning thinking the same thing, only a little more violence in it.
So what we're seeing is since we launched Fly Auto last month, is that we've got people who have never even considered flying private. They don't have a dad or an uncle or an aunt that's in the aviation community to sort of give them access to this. We've created a platform that gives people instant access to that same magic power, but now at the tap of a button, they can have a pilot on a plane waiting for them at any of these small local airports that are much more convenient to get to take them on a kind of a regional trip. We're not trying to compete with the airlines big sort of hub-to-hub trip where you're flying across the whole continent.
No, this is like DuPage Airport to Janesville, Wisconsin. They
exactly.
get you right in there.
The example I use all the time is Chicago to Traverse City.
It's a long drive.
You're going to spend all day in the car. And there's exactly one commercial airliner that'll take you there at night. So it's underserved by the airlines.
This is tailor-made for the golf and hunter outdoor person, like, you know, because flying with my dad, I know, like, there's a certain weight limit and, you know, all kinds of things, depending on the plane, Bonanza, whatever he's flying, you can only put so much stuff in there. But the reality is, I mean, most of the really cool things for the outdoor person, I'll throw golf into that.
Sure.
Outdoor people probably don't agree with us, but as a golfer, I'm an outdoorsman.
So we fly both golfers and hunters. So we're
equal
no
opportunity
where you're
outdoorsman.
Casting your vote today, we are definitely going to be able to help you.
Well, the point there is most of the really great spots on either side of that is going to be in kind of a rural area in a place that's really, to be honest, kind of a pain in the ass to get to, and you have to have a car. And if you're going to Wisconsin, are you flying into like Milwaukee, and then what, you drive to, I mean, it's just a pain. Or Michigan, if I want to play Kohler, you know, Kohler, Wisconsin, I want to go to, you know, any of the places up in Michigan, it's so difficult. You have to fly into a major hub, say it's Detroit, and then where you go. I mean, it's just a pain. This is a great solution.
The airlines are built on a hub and spoke system, and so they've really optimized as this is a logistics problem.
Sure.
FlyAuto solves this as a experience problem. And so we're really good at that spoke-to-spoke travel.
Yep.
And we booked a trip for a lady who wanted to go to Manistique, Michigan. Well, there's no commercial service to Manistique, Michigan. And her parents are older.
I would have thought there was like a five-star total.
Yeah, not so much. And her parents are older, and so the idea of spending all day in the car it wasn't going to work. And so we created the opportunity for her to be able to make a trip that otherwise would be impossible because we have these small airports and all these places. And we've got operators of these lighter aircraft that, you know, aren't jets that, you know, cost a lot more to fly. We made the impossible trip possible. And it was interesting. She booked her trip and then she had a question. She called us and we actually have a phone number. That's an innovation in itself. And she said, well, you know, I'd like to be picked up at General Mitchell Field. I live just outside of Milwaukee. I said, wait. You live outside of Milwaukee. Well, where do you live? And she goes, well, I live in Kenosha.
Yep, I was going to say Kenosha's right. You got right
there's
there.
There's a great airport in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Well, how about we pick you up right there? And so now, you know, we give people the opportunity to go directly from where they are to where they want to go.
I think it's awesome. One of the things, I guess you brought it up, is the price piece of this. So there's probably going to be some regulation at some point if it's not already, you know, in this sort of space. But what does it look like from a cost standpoint? Say, here's an example. I'm not saying that I want to do this right away, but I kind of do. For Christmas, we've got some timing issues, and I want to fly from here to Almaquy County, Iowa, which has a small airstrip in Waukon, Iowa. What would it cost me to fly from here to Iowa?
So the typical way you would answer that question is you probably end up talking to a broker, someone who would then spend 4 hours sort of sending a bunch of emails to a bunch of charter companies and then, you know, come back to you, you know, 45 minutes to 4 hours later with an answer to that question. But on flyauto.com, we can answer that question in real time. You would just type in Chicago and the destination in Iowa, and you press search, and we'll immediately give you an array of aircraft with different prices, different flight times, different number of seats, and different costs. So now flying private can be an impulse purchase. You don't have to sort of wonder that question. You can go to flyauto.com and answer that question in real time. And so look at the prices. For instance, a trip that we look at all the time from Chicago to Traverse City.
That's
a 9-hour drive or a terrible ordeal on commercial airlines. But we can do that for $1,500.
Yeah.
We can do Chicago to Ann Arbor for a football game round trip for less than $2,000.
Yeah.
And that's not for just per seat. That's for the whole plane.
Yeah. So that's four, you know, bring four people and whatever, depends on the size of the plane, of course.
We're making access to private aviation much more affordable.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at, and for those who are thinking in context for like a JetSmart or like a Learjet type of thing, it's insane. I mean, the amount of money is insane. I looked at it one time, not that I roll high or anything like that, but I looked at it and a couple buddies, and the idea was pretty cool, right? I mean, you jet set with your buddies, you know.
Pretty aspirational.
Yeah, to say the least. The idea that you could do this for three or four buddies to go to a golf outing or, you know, I don't know what it would be for a 5-hour drive to Iowa to do this for somewhere in the $1,000 to $1,200 range, whatever the hourly rate is. I think that's awesome. What a great way to travel and to cut time down to take it. If it's 5-hour drive, then I think flying with my dad in his little Bonanza deal, I think it was like an hour and 40 minutes or an hour, something like that.
Sure.
What a great deal. You know what I mean? So this is very cool. One of the things I kind of want to get into is how you kind of your background, backtrack, how you got into this. You are a veteran, correct?
So I serve as a captain in the Civil Air Patrol.
Okay. Yep.
Right? That's the Air Force Auxiliary. I explain this as, you know, I'm kind of the Air Force equivalent of being a volunteer fireman.
Okay, yeah.
I fly search and rescue.
Very cool.
Civil Air Patrol does about 95% of the inland search and rescue in the United States for the Air Force.
Very, very cool. How did you, obviously pilot, how did you get into, I think it's pretty clear how the problem that you like trying to solve was. How did you actually decide, you know what a great idea, I'm going to launch a business around it, and then this is the part that my knowledge base with the pilots is a little bit limited, but just having been around like Cougar Aviation and some of these other places, the dudes are kind of tough to crack. You know, obviously I'm not a pilot, so I don't have as much, you know, you've got to have the wings that you've got on your lapel there to be able to speak in some of those environments. How did you get in front of them and convince them to try or to sign up for your platform?
So this is us solving the problem that we already have. This is us scratching our own itch. renting airplanes can be a challenge because if you want to go and rent an airplane somewhere where you don't typically fly, somewhere you didn't train with, there's this thing called a checkout. Imagine if you had to do a driver's test before you could rent a car, right? Like get in the car with the kid from behind the counter at Enterprise and drive around the parking lot three times and maybe demonstrate that you can parallel park safely. So as a pilot, even though—
I'm not sure that's a bad idea, actually. No, I'm just kidding.
But a lot fewer people would ever rent a car if they had to do it that way, right? So that was the problem that we were seeing in general aviation is you had the problem where you had these underutilized assets, these airplanes that are parked a lot during the week.
Yeah.
You know, they fly often on the
weekend. Upkeep's not cheap. I mean, it's not an asset that just sits there like making money. If it's just sitting there, it's draining money.
It's your classic broken marketplace. Yeah. And then you've got pilots who want to fly more, but then you've got all this friction in the marketplace. And so we took inspiration for how the Air Force offers standardization and evaluation. That's what makes military flying safer. It's what makes professional flying safer. And so we applied that and went to the insurance carriers and said, let's create a system that would allow a pilot to do what we call a universal pilot checkout. So I can get checked out to fly in Chicago, but that means I have rental privileges in Miami.
Yep. Very, very, I get it. Yeah. So like, you know, and this is also kind of funny is when my dad would fly, the idea of the amount of money that you're spending to do, like just go to the airport and do touch and goes with no purpose, it just like always blew my mind. It's like I'm sure it blew my mom. Well, I know it blew my mom's mind. Why would you go here? I mean, I know you love it, but why would you go and spend money to just go back around again? You're giving people like an actual like purpose. They want to be a pilot. The whole point of being a pilot is to go fly from a location to another location.
So we were on a road trip last spring, meeting with flight schools and flying clubs all down the East Coast over Easter. And on Easter Sunday morning, you know, we weren't going to be making sales calls, so we took the day off and we booked a Cessna 172 in Miami, and we flew to Key West for brunch.
Why not?
Just because that's why I learned to fly.
Yeah.
I have this pilot certificate in my pocket, and Open Airplane makes that certificate more valuable because now I can use that privilege anywhere I go. It doesn't turn off when I leave my home base.
Yeah.
I was able to show up, had booked the plane on openairplane.com, and we had the airplane waiting for us. They handed us the keys. I pre-flighted the aircraft. We flew down. We had a great time, and that was just a great way to travel for me. Now, with Fly Auto, the intention is to make every airport across the U.S. more valuable.
Yeah.
And that's, our mission. And what we're doing is we're doing that by bringing travelers who have not, even considered flying private. Since we launched Fly Auto in September, 80% of the customers that have flown with our service have never chartered an airplane before. They're not people that are in sort of the industry and the community.
Yeah.
And yet they're discovering this amazing sort of mode of travel that they just never considered before that fills that huge gap between, spending all day in the car or spending all day standing in lines at airports.
I can tell you this is one of the few things that we've had on the show that I will absolutely be putting in my Rolodex as something I'm going to use. This is a great idea. Where do people go to find out more about it and to actually, whether you're a pilot or you're potential flyer, where do you go and how do you download the stuff and get involved and start using this?
So in both cases, there's nothing to download. If you're a pilot and you want to be able to rent an airplane, you go to openairplane.com. And of course, we're pretty social, so you can find us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And then if you're a traveler and you just want to have access to a whole new mode of transportation, you want to bypass the lines, you want to bypass the congestion, you go to flyauto.com, FLYOTTO.com, on any device, smartphone, tablet, desktop computer. There's nothing to download, and there's no membership fee. And so what you can do is